Good morning and welcome to Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav of Maseches Yevamos, Chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Continuing in the cases of the three brothers and the married to sisters, so let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Shlosh Achin, you have three brothers. Shnayim Mehen Nesum Shtei Achayos, and two of them are married to two sisters. Ve'echad Nasoi Nachras, and one of them is married to a Nachras. What an interesting word, Nachras, the Mishnah uses. You'd say Nachras, so it must be he's married to a non-Jewess. Says the Mishnah, says the same in the Farshim. No, not a non-Jewess. She'ina Krova Lo Zola Lo, she's not related to anyone. So why do you use the weird language of a nachras, which generally means a non-Jewess? So I think it's the Mishnah's way of trying to unconfuse things a little bit. We're so confused with all these back and forth cases, so we try to make it very clear. You have three brothers, two are married to two sisters, and one of them is married to a nachras. What do you mean a nachras? It's the distinct person. It's the different person who's not one of these other two women who's related. She's just the stranger, and as far as the family is concerned, she is just a random woman that he found, that they fell in love with, whatever, and they married, and then he married. Okay, so that's the case. And so what is the situation? So Meisa Chami Bali Achayos, the husband of one of the sisters died. And the brother who's married to the Nachras is married to this other strange woman. He does Yibam and marries his dead brother's wife to do Yibam Vameis. But then he dies also without children. right, so he dies without children as well. So Harishona Yotza Mishom Achosisha. So now you have the other brother, the final brother, the third brother who's left, and this brother is married to one of the sisters. Remember, and so now the one of the sisters falls to Yibam in theory, and this other Nachras falls to Yibam. So again, Harishona Yotza Mishom Achosisha. So the first widow, the one who was originally married to the first brother who died, she goes out free to marry others without chalitza because she's the wife's sister. Ushnia Mishom Taras, and the second widow, the original wife, the stranger, the Nachris wife, so she goes out free because she's a tsarasa, because she's the co-wife, so she goes out free. Okay, more cases. We're going to have a few of these cases today. Let's say Asaba Ma'amar, if the brother who was married to the Nachris didn't marry the first brother's widow, but rather he did a Ma'amar with her, Vameis, and then he dies, so he has his full wife and his Ma'amar wife to the third brother. So then, Nachris Choletzis Velon Mesia Bemis, the stranger, the Nachris wife, has to do, who doesn't have a sister, she has to do Chalitza with the living brother, because but can be taken Yibam because there is some connection, so therefore she has to do something to take away the Yibam bond, but there is also not a full Yibam bond, so again, she can only do Chalitza, she must do Chalitza, but she cannot do Yibam. Okay, next case, Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Shnayim Mehem Nisum Shtei Achayos, and two of them are married to two sisters, Ve'achad Nasoi Nachras, and one who has married, and one was married to a Nachras, to a woman who's not related. Okay, that's the same thing so far, but let's say Meis HaNasoi Nachras, let's say the one who married to the stranger, let's say he died, Ve'kanes Achad Nebali Achayos, and the husband of one of the sisters married his wife, did Yibam with this widow, with this Nachras. Vameis, and then he dies too. Harishona Yotza Misham Achos Isha. So the first woman, the original wife of the second brother, she goes out free to remarry without Chalitza, and because she is the sister of the... Sorry, Harishona Yotza Misham Achos Isha. So the law is that the first woman, the original wife of this man, she goes out free to remarry. There's no need for Yibam or Chalitza because she is the sister of the living brother's wife. Ushnia Mishum Taras, and the second woman who was the Nachris, she goes out again because she was the co-wife of an Erva. She is the co-wife of an Erva. Let's say Asaba Ma'amar. Let's say the second brother didn't marry the Nachras, he didn't do a full Yibam with her, he only did a Ma'amar with her, Vameis, but then he dies, so again, Nachras Choletzis V'lo Mesia Bemis. Then again, the Nachras has to do this original wife of the third brother, she has to do Chalitza with the living brother, because there was some level of bond there, so he has to do Chalitza, but they can't do Yibam because there was also a partial connection to an Erva, and therefore, again, Chalitza is necessary, but no Yibam is allowed to be done. Okay, that was all Mishnah above. Mishnah Zion continues with these interesting cases with the three brothers and the one sister, and the three brothers and the two sisters, etc. So let's see, Mishnah Zion. Shlosha Achim, you have three brothers, Shnayim Mehen Nisum Shtei Achayos, you need two of them that are married to two sisters, Ve'echad Nasoi Nachris, and one of them is married to a strange woman, to a non-related woman, Meis Echad Mibalei Achayos, let's say the husband of one of the sisters died. Okay, the kanas nasoi nachres is ishto, and the one who's married to the nachres, he marries his brother's wife who passed away. He does yibam with her. Umeisa ishto shalsheni, and then wow, okay, now we're getting very complicated. You need a picture. You need to draw a diagram for this. The wife of the other brother, meaning the second sister, she dies. Okay. So again, you have, let's review. You have three brothers married to two sisters and an odd woman out. and the husband of one of the sisters dies, and the one who's married to the Nachris, he does Yibam with brother A's wife, who's married to one of the sisters. Okay, so now you have brother B and brother C who are still alive. Brother B is married to one sister, and brother C is married to one sister and his Nachris wife. Umesa Ishto Shel Isheni, and now the wife of the other brother, meaning brother B's wife, dies. Okay. And now the brother who's married to the Nachris dies, so he has two wives now. Who in theory would be open to Yibam, the second sister and the Nachris woman. But again, brother B was the only remaining brother who's alive, so he was married to the sister of one of these women. So in this situation, Hare Zo Asura Alav Olamis, the law is that this woman, the widow of brother C now, who, well, I guess the widow of brother A and C, she's usher to the brother B forever. Hoil v'nesra alav sha'achas, because she was forbidden to him at one time. There was a prohibition because she was once usher to him because he was married to her sister. So therefore, he's always usher to her. And so therefore, we assume that there is no yibam or chalitza because she is exempt, because she was usher to him. So again, she is no yibam and no chalitza with either of these women in this situation. And then finally, the Mishnah has one final case. Shlosha achim, three brothers, shnayim mehen nesum shtei achayos, two of them married to two sisters. And one of them was married to a Nachris. Same case so far. Girish achad mibalei achayos es ishto. Let's say the husband of one of the sisters divorced his wife. Umeis nasoi Nachris. And the brother married to the Nachris dies. So then uknasa hamegarish, and the brother who divorced his original wife, one of the sisters, marries her in Yibam. Vameis, and then he dies too. So now you have brother B left with one of these women, and one of these women and this Nachras woman. So Zohi Sha'amru. So this is an example of a case of the Chachamim say, "V'kulan shameiso uniskarshu." For all the erevas listed in the Mishnah, if they died or they were divorced before their husband died, sarasein mutaris, and their co-wives are permitted. So again, let's just review this final case: three brothers married to two sisters. One of them was married to a Nachris. So three brothers, two married to two sisters, and one married to a Nachris. And the husband of one of the sisters divorces his wife. So that woman is still alive, but he divorces her. And the brother married to the Nachris dies. So the brother who was married to the Nachris now only has one wife, and that's just he's just married to this one woman, this Nachris woman now, not one of the sisters, just the Nachris, who is his only wife. Okay, and then he dies. So now the question is, what happens to this Nachris woman? Does she end up marrying, or can she do Yom or Chalitza with this other brother who's still alive? Or is she forbidden because she was a co-wife of the, she was a, not a real co-wife, but she was married to the same man who was married to one of the sisters. So this is where the Mishnah, this is where our Mishnah comes in, quoting our first Mishnah by saying that all the eras listed in the Mishnah, if there was a death or they divorced before the husband dies, then their co-wives are going to be permitted to the living brother. So in other words, now ultimately this Nachris, who was first married to brother C and then married to brother B after, and then married to brother A after brother A's divorced the sister. This woman will fall to Yibam or Chalitza to brother B because she was never a co-wife of an erva of brother B. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches, but for now we'll stop right here.